You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We are just barely over a month away from Election Day, and the voter registration push is ramping up. About one in four Americans is not registered to vote, and it can be expensive to find and sign up those people. Some states make it easier than others. Oregon voters can go to the DMV. Minnesota allows voters to register as late as Election Day. But in other places, civic groups do much of the legwork to track down potential voters. That's the case in Georgia, as Johnny Kaufman of WABE reports.
It's Saturday at a Walmart outside Atlanta. Wayne Brumfeld is headed inside to shop for his mom. He just moved here from Louisiana.
She's getting a little older and my brothers are in the service. So I was like the only one left.
Before Brumfeld enters the store, he stopped by some people with clipboards.
You're welcome. Anybody need to get registered today?
Staff and volunteers are here with the New Georgia Project, a nonprofit. They're focused on registering minority voters, but they don't turn anybody away. This neighborhood is about 75% African American. Brumfeld just signed up. He says he's voting for the good of his three boys.
I had it hard coming up. So I know what it's like. I'd rather them have a better chance than what I did.
Between work and family, Brumfeld doesn't have a lot of time and says he might not have registered if it weren't for what he calls the curbside service at the Walmart. If this is a drive-through for voter registration, the New Georgia Project is best known for its delivery service. Half of its registration work is door-to-door canvassing.
That's expensive work, and for a lot of the states where this work could be done, they simply don't have the resources.
Stacey Abrams is Georgia's Democratic House Minority Leader and founder of the nonpartisan New Georgia Project. She says the group is unique because it does the labor-intensive work of finding voters at their homes.
These are folks no one talks to, so you've got to pay literally hundreds of people to go and knock on doors and stand in the hot sun in July in Georgia and get people to engage.
The group's registration effort has attracted harsh scrutiny from both Democrats and Republicans. In 2014, Georgia's Republican Secretary of State opened an ongoing investigation into the New Georgia Project over allegations it submitted fraudulent voter applications. A countersuit by the group alleging voter suppression was thrown out. And some Democrats say the New Georgia Project should be signing up more people, given the amount of money it has raised from private donors. Brennan Mansell says registration is a focus for Republicans, too.
You have to involve people who are going to be the voting base of the future.
Mansell is chairman of the Georgia Association of College Republicans.
And by and large, it's going to be Hispanics, blacks, and to a lesser degree than now, whites.
Mansell says his group registers voters in student centers and at debate watch parties. These kinds of high traffic areas are the most common and most efficient way to sign people up. But Bradley Spahn, a Stanford graduate student who studies unregistered voters, says it can be expensive to try and find people who don't have stable housing, a listed address, or a phone.
Even if we wanted to register them, we wouldn't be able to find contact information for them. We wouldn't know how to register them because we would never know they existed.
Spahn says Democrats probably have the most to gain from registering those hard-to-find voters, who tend to be more liberal. But in addition to being costly, it takes time.
Party politics is run by short-term considerations. Campaigns disappear in the middle of November.
Back at the Walmart, the New Georgia Project's long-term plan is paying off, at least with Wayne Brumfeld. He'll be casting a vote for himself, but with his young sons in mind.
I have 11, 8, and a 6-year-old, so it'll be a while before they get a chance to do that.
Many voter registration deadlines are this month, though they vary from state to state. In Atlanta, I'm Johnny Kaufman for Marketplace.